When we hear the story of Samson as children, it's oftentimes presented to us with Samson as a great hero because of his great strength. But the real story is God's great strength that Samson nor the Israelites truly recognize. Judges chapter 16 verse 20 says this, "And he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him." So Samson tells Delilah about his Nazarite vow. He has continually broken the vows except for one, and that is his hair. Samson thinks that his strength is in his hair, but the text tells us that his strength came from God. After he spilled the beans about his vow, Delilah snipped his hair and the Lord left him, which left him powerless. The truly sad part is that Samson did not know that the Lord had left him. This whole time, Samson thought that he himself was strong. He never realized that his power came from the Lord. After killing a lion, after winning several battles by himself, Samson looked at himself and said, "Well, ain't I somebody to be reckoned with?" And you may look at this story and think, "How silly is this? How dumb can Samson be?" And in fact, it's meant to cause you to think that. That's what the original reader would have done. But there's a greater picture here. As silly and dumb as Samson was, so too was Israel. The people of God, the Israelites, raised up out of nothingness, chosen by God, richly blessed, thought they could manage sin and manage God at the same time. You see, the tribes of Israel, instead of getting rid of the enemy, allowed the enemy to stay in the promised land. They said, "We will make them our slaves." And it wasn't too long before they themselves were worshiping the enemy's gods and became slaves to the enemy. After having grace upon grace poured out upon them, Israel still worships the lust of their eyes, yet all the while not realizing how miserable and poor they really are. They don't think that Yahweh, the Lord, will ever depart from her, just like a church in today's context would ever think that God's presence would depart from them. So be warned, church. Take it to heart, lest we abandon our divine calling, leave our first love, and presume upon the presence of God. And for us not to abandon our divine calling or leave our first love, then the mission of God and the mission of our church must also be the personal mission of our lives. We must own glorifying God through the discipleship of all nations. It must be the air that we breathe. We must wake up each morning with our hearts beating for God to be seen as all glorious in places like Hope, Arkansas, as well as in Haiti. And we must never, ever forget that any victories, triumphs, or advancements we make, they don't come from our own strength, but from His strength. We must never forget that we are ever dependent upon the strength and power of God. As you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our missionaries in El Salvador. Also, remember the Guarani Life Word broadcast heard in Bolivia.